Well, I'm delighted to say I'm joined in studio from the Donegal Town District Darts League and chairman of the Donegal Town District and District League, I should say, Michael Corran. You're very welcome, Michael. Thanks for coming up to us here on Highland Radio Sunday Sport. And well, I suppose to shed some light on one of the minority sports in the county, the Donegal Darts League. We hear a lot about it. Some of the leagues across the county doing really, really well. There's a lot of players. First of all, we're going to touch on that. There's nearly between 850 players to 1,000 players. You believe?
Well, thanks for bringing me in, Porrick. I'm out of my jurisdiction this side of the gap to be talking about darts, because okay. A lot of the heavy hitters in the darts are this side of the gap anyway, as we say. But I was elected chairman of Donegal Town and District this year, and I just did a wee bit of research there, and the county's covered in leagues. The county's actually covered in leagues. The Triple B, Ballyshannon, Bundoran, Baleek, Twin Towns runs from Clady back into Bracca country. Donegal Town League runs from Ballintra to Frosses. South West League, John Harkin League, and the Glen Singles League. You have the Glenties League in Ischgill, Fearn League in Remelton. Letterkenny have a town league here. Inishowen has a league. Buncrana have a league. Clonealy has a league. And then there's darts in Dunlow and Sharkies and Annagry. And, you know, there's a lot of more players. There is duplication. I know there's a lot of lads over here that are thrown in Remelton, Letterkenny and the Twin Towns League. You know, but there's a lot of darts going on, and a lot of darts going on.
Huge amount of darts. When you mention those kind of numbers, and suppose from a Donegal point of view as well, Donegal, the team that is the Donegal darts team, they're about, suppose, the third or the fourth best team in the country, and people wouldn't really know that.
The INDO run the county scene. The county scene get together one a year. They have a championship, and it's in Ennis this last few years there. So the Donegal County A team is one of the teams that would be watched at that competition already. Donegal are strong. Donegal's A team is strong. Donegal also have a B team. I was pulled onto that panel myself the year. We didn't play any games yet. We had a few challenge games and that there. But I mean, the A team and the B, but the A team is one of the teams that's watched when they get to Ennis. And then they have a single thing on the Sunday. And the interesting thing about it, as far as I know, 2-3 years ago, Sean Wilson Letterkenny here, he won the INDO A singles. Mm-hmm. And the last 2 years, when the B county teams meet, the B singles have a competition on a Sunday. And that was won by two Donegal men last year, by Alan Byrne from the Finn Valley. I think he's around Killigordon area. And before that, the lad that won it was Cara Boyle, or Cartha Boyle, they call him in Glenties, but Cara Boyle does a bit of rallying as well. Cara won the INDO B single. So Donegal are well represented at county level as well. When they get there, they can hold their own. But I think a lot of them are holding their own because, I mean, there's probably no, you could admit that if Vox Pop today, there's probably nobody would say to you that there's 850 odd players in Donegal through all the leagues. And there's a lot of those lads, Porrick, it's a working man's game. They want to go out one night a week, have a bit of crack, throw a game of darts. What the men they're working with or the men they're against, and there's a bit of slagging about it. And a lot of men are happy at that level. The lads that want to go another level, maybe there's a lot of singles tournaments, single day tournaments all around the county, and they're generally down in our own area. They're generally for players that have passed on. God be good to them. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of memorial. So the lads that travel to those competitions are men that want to bring into the next level. They'd be into your top league players and into the county panels. Mm-hmm. You know, and then there's a few young lads that want to go further as well. And as we saw today there in the Ali Pally, that young lad from Cork there was stacking shelves in Tesco 2 months ago. He has made a name for himself today. He's really burst onto the scene there today. You know, now I know some of our own lads would know him well, like they would have seen him at county level, especially the youths, you know.
Mm-hmm. So that, of course, is Kieran T, and we've been mentioning him all day. And so it was a big shock over there in Ali Pally. He came out and won 3-0. So just maybe we're going to look at that. We're going to look at the different structures. And suppose from a Donegal point of view, we're always, we're sports mad in this county. And we always kind of succeed. We wanted a little bit more success. But when we look down the road and we see the likes of Gavin Carlin, winner last year, who's moved on as well a wee bit. And also you've Daryl Gurney, who's done really, really well also.
Gavin won the Donegal Open this 2 years. Like, Gavin's in around be somewhere between 85 and 100 in the world generally. Mm-hmm. That goes by the money earned from darts at a PDC qualifying. So lovely thrower, Gavin, and a nice man as well. I did chat with him. And before that, in Quigley's Point 3-4 years ago, the young lads had a good chat to get a chat with Daryl as well. And Daryl's number 5 in the world. and that goes by earnings, and he's up on over half a million this last 2 years, like Daryl Gurney from Illington. And there's a lot of lads over there said when he played in their league, there was a lot of fellas could beat him. It's a very accessible game for a lot of men, like, you know, it is an accessible game.
And you were telling me off air back a couple of years ago, he was down playing in the Donegal Championship as well. So it just shows the stepping stones, maybe, and that's, I suppose it is sport. You might get paid a lot of money, but you need to be very good too. So there's a lot of nights of practice there.
And I suppose when you look at it, what's happened now, like when I was young, the only tournament we saw was the BDO World Championship, and that happened the first week in January. It was on BBC. Barry Hearn getting involved with Taylor and Bristow and the PDC. Like, there's darts on the telly now at least once or twice a month. ITV4 are getting involved. The BT Sport are getting involved, but Sky Sports have brought darts to a new level. And there's a lot of, like, there's a lot of merchandising around darts, and there's darts available with online shopping and everything. And there's a lot more young people throwing. The problem I think that a lot of the leagues have that I can see myself, Porrick, is, like, and I can see it now from my own league. I was only made chairman this year. I've been away for a long time with work and whatever, and I only put up a board again 3-4 years ago for the young lad, and we got back thrown. But there's a lot of the leagues, and they're sort of in their own bubble because the committees in a WhatsApp or a messenger group, a team captain has his men in a WhatsApp group or a messenger group, and then the league itself is on a Facebook page. And if you're not involved, you don't see it. Because I would say there's a lot of dart throwers. If you told them today that there's a league covering the county, as I mentioned there in the beginning, they'd be surprised that there's actually that many players throwing and there's that many leagues going, you know?
Yeah.
And maybe the county structure has to look at that as well. They just could be missing out on a Kieran Tee in here or there. There could be a young lad thrown in low we know nothing about. He just might be shooting the lights out. You know, understand?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And that's something, you know, that you just have to sit down with people and see is there an appetite there for it to get the structures right and to get that formalized that you can actually, if it is something that you can see on a week-to-week basis where the leagues are and how, you know, suppose there's a conversation around administration, there's a conversation about where the development of darts within the county's going.
That is to be there as well. Now, I have no doubt that when the Donegal team goes away, yes, the best players are there. There could be one or two or three more there. Maybe it's up to themselves to push it on a bit and get more involved, travel to more single tournaments, whatever has to be done, you know. Darts generally starts October, runs right through till around St. Patrick's weekend. Maybe that there's singles competitions run down our own side. We'll run into some May. Actually, the biggest singles competition for the county coming back, the Norman Blaine Memorial Tournament, that's making a comeback this last 2 or 3 years. That will be one of the biggest and the biggest pots as well of money, like, you know. So anybody that wants to go to the next level has to really travel to those singles tournaments in all areas to get noticed, because the county lads will notice you, or the powers that be in the county will notice you if you're doing your stuff at that level, you know. For the ordinary working man, a lot of them just enjoy a league game of darts from October to March, and they're done with it, you know. Now, the tightening, as we know, it's played in pubs, and the tightening up of the traffic laws has definitely changed the demographics for darts. And, like, the South West League in Donegal one time was the biggest league. It ran from, you may say, Dunkinelly right into Glencolumbkill, 14, 16 teams, 9 men on a panel. They were playing on Saturday nights. This is in the early 80s. Then you had a B League that was playing on Tuesday nights. So that's a lot of players. But they definitely, the law has tightened up, and that has all changed. So that's probably maybe where the likes of the Glencolumbkill League came from. You're probably a neighbour of your own, probably up heavily involved in the organisation, and it's a brilliant league. And there's actually 6 of the county team and one of the Sligo county players involved in that league down in Glen, and the standard's very high. They also started a junior league there, brought 12, 14 players along. A few of them ended up the county scene as well, you know.
So trying to develop those players as well and giving them the facilities to play, because I think that's another, facilities is one thing, but facilitating that they can play, I think that's important as well.
I don't know, I'm away from it now, but the youth club structure in this county want him, and, like, that's for the first place that I saw darts really was in the local youth club, you know. The brilliant thing about it, and the reason I put up the board for my own lad, was I couldn't actually understand how they were doing arithmetic at school now. But what a lot of schools don't realise is that it's actually brilliant for mental arithmetic.
Yeah.
And it really gets a young person to think, you know. It really, you know, it's good from that point of view.
Yeah.
You know, generally, it's very hard to say that's there for you. A young lad has to get to a certain level, and then if he wants to go to a certain level, there are teams there, there are leagues there that he can, you know, develop himself in, you know.
Yeah, and it could, a lad or even a lady that might not be well interested about joining a running club or something like that, there's a different sport that they can get into as well. And by a lot of the sports people across the county, it is very competitive too. It is a competitive, there's a competitive edge to it. So
it is. It's different because it's the control of adrenaline, and it's the control of sort of mind over matter, like, you know, that is there when you get to a certain level. I see young fellas are brilliant at it because they're actually not thinking of what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a PlayStation to them.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually when they get to a certain level and they realise, you know, they start putting a bit of thought into what they're at, that's when it changes, and it's the lad that can learn to control that. They're the lads that go further. Like, you know, when we saw Jordan Boyce out the road there in Newton, he was on the TV a couple of years ago, you know, and getting there, it plays a very good game, does Jordan. We saw Kieran Tehan today, but the other thing about it, there's a young lad playing, Keen Barry, that all those county lads would have saw, the junior lads would have saw. He's going to be playing later on in the week. He beat a lad called Liam Gallagher in a final at the Grand Prix in Dublin to get to the Alley Pally this week. Now, Liam Gallagher's father's Killy Begsman. He's living in Galway, but Liam actually had Keen Barry beat. Liam could be on the Alley Pally stage as well. Liam would have won 3 or 4 singles things down our own area, down around Glencullum, Kilcarry area. He always travels to 3 or 4 of them big tournaments every year, you know. Liam is a very good player, brilliant style. He spent a while with Adrian Lewis over doing a few years ago, you know, and you can see it in him, like a really good player, you know.
And then moving, I suppose that's an opportunity that can come for a young player that plays darts, that takes up the sport and moves it forward. The opportunities are there for doing that, I suppose. And before we let you go, it's coming back to the structures. I suppose you're chairman of the Donegal Town and District League, and maybe there's a few wee changes that needs to improve the sport here in the county, and maybe make us a wee bit more aware of what's happening.
Well, I think there is, but it also need. Like, I think what the leagues need to do is their own PROs need to do more. Like from a county level down,
mm-hmm.
I mean, the PROs need to get it out there. All right, you have to get out into mainstream media because a lot of those leagues are in their own bubble and people don't really know they're there. So you could have people move into the area who might have played darts when they were young, have a bit of time to do it now. And if it's out there and they can see what's going on, more into the more mainstream media, what I would say, you know, have somebody coming on here to yourself now and again, have more stuff in the papers. That I think the leagues themselves need to get into that more mainstream than being in these WhatsApp messenger group bubbles. You know, and that, I think a lot of the minority sports are that way, you know.